I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. There's a reason Frederick Delius called his piece On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring. Back before changing the clocks was a seasonal ritual, one of the sure signs that winter had come to an end was the return of birds and their calls to the sonic landscape. And the cuckoo is a pretty easy call for an instrument to imitate and for the listener to recognize. Here's one, courtesy of Beethoven, played by the clarinet in the Pastoral Symphony, along with a nightingale on the flute and quail on the oboe. Taking the quail out of the equation is the organ concerto by Handel with the nickname The Cuckoo and the Nightingale. The song of the nightingale is also called for in the third movement of Respighi's Pines of Rome, the pines of the geniculum, but he didn't write out the part for a woodwind instrument. He specified that a recording should be played. And the Finnish composer Aino Juhani Rautavaara used a recording of birds from the extreme north in his Cantus Arcticus. But without relying on any technology beyond the violin and a player's skill, Vivaldi does a pretty convincing job of creating the flutter and chirping of birds on a new spring day in the Four Seasons. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.